This is HPR episode 2502 entitled, Volume of Thought. It is hosted by Lost and Drunks, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Lost and Drunks attempts to measure the volume of his own thoughts.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, and you'll have to forgive the sound quality. I'm in the car right now, as you can probably hear, but it shouldn't be too bad, I hope. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about something that I noticed regarding myself and the way I hear and the way I think. Basically, we've all heard that term, something was so loud that I couldn't hear myself think, right? And I found that to be very true for myself, right? Now, some people don't seem to have a problem with it. Any amount of noise can be going on, and they have no problem concentrating whatsoever. But I don't have that capability, not really. If there's a lot of noise, especially a lot of distracting noise, not white noise or steady noise, like a loud machine in the background, almost anybody can work through that. But, you know, say a television is on or a stereo, music is blaring. And it can be so loud, I literally can't keep my thoughts straight. And I got to thinking about that. What is the volume of my thoughts? My internal thought process. What volume is that, that a certain volume of external noise can upset it? So I did a little test. I put on my media player, and I increased the volume of some music bit by bit by bit until I noticed that I couldn't keep my thoughts straight. They started getting jumbled and screwed up. And so for myself, it turns out that my internal volume is around negative 30 decibels. Now, for people who work with audio, that's a concrete thing. For other people, it is not. So what that amounts to is that my internal dialogue, that is to say, when the volume of the music gets to about minus 30 decibels, I can't think straight. It starts to get really screwed up. And that's, again, that's not steady noise. That's, you know, that's a jumble of noise. A jumble of, well, to me it would be noise. It's stuff I don't want to hear and it's interfering, right? Minus 30 decibels is where I'm thinking. And beyond that, I just can't keep a coherent thought. It's very difficult to concentrate. I make mistakes. I speak too loudly because I'm trying to hear myself think in my head. Now, there's probably been many, many tests done, lots of investigation about the internal volume of your thoughts. But I found that really interesting and a little strange. And I'm actually kind of interested to find out how other people react. Because, of course, the circumstances are always going to be different. I can take much louder orchestrated music, that is to say classical type music, than I can, say, rock and roll. And I can take almost anything louder if there isn't a human voice involved. Because I guess there's just this natural wiring we have that if there's a voice, we tend to hear it. We tend to listen. But if there isn't a voice, it tends to be a lot easier. So that minus 30 thing comes with qualifiers. You know, in this case, in this particular situation, it was music with a voice, right? Now, I haven't done the same test exhaustively. I haven't done it with classical and then with just a rock instrumental, and then with rock and roll music, and then with polka music, and then with bluegrass. I haven't done that. And I strongly suspect that depending on what kind of music you enjoy will make that very different. In this case, it was rock music with a voice. So I find that kind of fascinating in a way. You know, and again, I'm sure there have been tons of tests done, not only by scientists and such, but also by companies that, you know, put out things like headphones and all of that sort of thing. But this is the first I've really encountered it myself and measured it with anything besides someone making noise and irritating me. And I'm wondering if other people have noticed that. If there's a certain level where beyond that they literally cannot think. Or perhaps there's a certain type of music. Maybe you hate it so much that even a small amount of it is distracting. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you love it so much a small amount of it is distracting. But for myself, something like music, like conversation, like chatter, like people laughing, people telling jokes or stories, if I'm trying to do something else while all of that is going on, there is a definite, and it turns out to be a very hard limit to the volume I can deal with before I start getting confused. And I found that very interesting, and I thought perhaps I would just share that out. I would suspect that it's well worth some investigation, just some sort of citizen science in play where you test it out with some friends, where you put on a wide variety of different sounds, you know, different kinds of music, than people just chattering, as opposed to, say an audience waiting before a show, right? That's almost like white noise. It's kind of a steady sort of thing that never really changes, and you can't really pick any one thing out over anything else. And that tends to fade in the background. And where does white noise play into all this? Where, you know, how high can that be before it's distracting? Does it have to be painful before it's distracting? And of course, it's whatever you're used to. If you happen to work, maybe you're a roadie on a, you know, for a rock band, you're probably quite used to thinking straight while that music is playing because you have a job to do and you're, you know, the music is going and you got to do it and you got to contact people and you got to talk to people. So I'm sure you can get used to almost anything, but this has been consistent throughout my life. I just never had a level where I could measure it, but now I do, at least with rock music. So anyway, that was just a little thought that I wanted to pass along. Thank you, and if you have any thoughts on this, please put them in the comments of this episode, or better yet, maybe go and do that test. See what it, you know, what it does, and then come back to HPR and do your own episode, because you have thoughts, you have experiences, and we want to hear about them.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.